I know it's a Friday, and I do have an assignment for you. And let me just tell you, I have seen so many gorgeous pictures of my friends on my timeline. Y'all are looking so good. Y'all are looking so happy. Absolutely perfect. But may I, for a moment, just remind you of the beauty of imperfection. I follow a little subreddit called Photoshop Requests, and people submit a photo and ask the community to fix it for them, whether it's restoring a weathered picture or removing a stranger in the shot or whatever. And I saw that a woman had a photo of her and her son, and he was up on her shoulders and trying to put the star on top of the tree. And his mom's face is all, it's just scrunched up a little bit because she is just about to laugh. And he is reaching to put that star on top, but he's not quite making it to the tippy top. And she says, "This is probably the last year I'll be able to pick up my boy like this. Could y'all please make my face look a little less pained and have it to where he has the star on the top of the tree?" And I was just so thrilled to see how many people refused to do that, because that was the memory. Just how it was, you know, the laughter, the expressions, the moment. And I will be the first to tell you, I love a filter. And I know AI is helping y'all make some picture perfect photos. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is fun. You know, we like to see these versions of ourselves, like maybe somehow it's better. I mean, it's not. And when you look back, think about what you're going to actually see. I know when I see some of these photos of myself where I wanted to just look better, and I'm on TikTok and I'm using filters and stuff, I look back now and it doesn't look like me, and it doesn't feel like me. And I want y'all to be reminded this weekend of the reality and the real joy. And take an imperfect photo this weekend and love yourself in it. And the silliness, where not everybody in the picture has their eyes open at the same time, and somebody's laughing and your nose is wrinkled up because it's a real smile, and you got these little smile lines and twinkly eyes, and these imperfect things are something that's what you're going to look back at and are really going to wake up that warmth in you. I truly believe that. And again, I say there's nothing wrong with enjoying these photos of yourself, but don't forget to take all these imperfect moments too and embrace them, because they are beautiful.